Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a most amazing story that happened right here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And the story is that one day the shliach, the Chabad emissary in a local suburb of Cincinnati, a little bit further away than a suburb, but not so far away, got a call from a stranger. And the stranger said, "Rabbi, I'm looking for a Levite." Okay, he said, "I happen to be a Levite. I am from the family of Levi, of Levi. Rabbi, I would like to meet with you. Can you meet with me in 30 minutes? "Okay, sure," said the rabbi. 30 minutes later, a long-haired, kind of not dressed so formal, looking fellow, shows up at his door with a suitcase, a briefcase, I should say, a briefcase. "Are you Rabbi so-and-so?" He says, "Yes, come on in." "What is your name?" the rabbi said to him. "My name is," I don't know exactly, maybe it was Joe. "Joe so-and-so." "Yes, and you said you wanted to meet a Levite." "I'm a Levite." He said, "You are a Levite, meaning that you are descended from the original tribe of the Levites, the original son of Jacob in the Bible." "Yes," said the rabbi, I'm a Levite, and that's what a Levite is. Many, many Jewish people have tradition in their particular family that they are descended from the family of Levi." "Okay," he said. The non-Jew said, "Okay, I want to give my tithe to you. I learned in the Bible that everyone is supposed to give tithe to a Levite, so I am giving my tithe to you." He opens up the briefcase. It's full of cash. Bundles and bundles and bundles of cash. He said, "This is from my business. I'm a successful businessman. And this is the money that I'm giving you for right now from my tithing." He lays it all out on the table, and they talk for a little while, and he leaves. The rabbi counted up the money, $40,000. So, of course, he used it for, I don't know exactly what he used it for, probably most of it for the Chabad house. I guess maybe he used it for personal, too. I don't know. Well, when this non-Jew found out about the local yeshiva, he said, "I want to give some of my tithe to the yeshiva." And a few months later, he came with more money. And from time to time, this fellow, who when you look at him, doesn't look like your typical businessman, very, very informally dressed, long hair, but apparently he's a person that really believes in the Torah, really believes in giving tithe to Levite, and does it. Now, the truth is that a non-Jew is not required to give tithe to a Levite, but certainly a nice thing to do. And he's given many, many thousands of dollars to Jewish institutions over the last year or so. And this is a story right here in Cincinnati, Ohio. So we see that the world is beginning to change. It's been changing for a while. And that's because it's Mashiach's times. And soon, especially with our learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs, we will see the final redemption may happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And especially thank you for learning so much Torah and doing so much mitzvahs. Have a wonderful Chodesh Adar, time to increase in joy, and not only one time increase, but every single day of Adar, to increase more joy than the day before. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.